The first is to step up macroeconomic policy coordination and jointly promote strong, sustainable, balanced and inclusive growth of the world economy. No two leaves in the world are identical, and no histories, cultures, or social systems are the same. The different histories, cultures, and social systems are as old as human societies, and they are the inherent features of human civilization. There will be no human civilization without diversity, and such diversity will continue to exist for as long as we can imagine. Difference in itself is no cause for alarm. What does ring the alarm is arrogance, prejudice, and hatred. We should stay committed to international law and international rules instead of seeking one's own supremacy. Ancient Chinese believed that the law is the very foundation of governance. International governance should be based on the rules and consensus reached among us, not on the order given by one or the few. The Charter of the United Nations is a basic and universally recognized norms governing state-to-state relations. Without international law and international rules that are formed and recognized by the global community, the world may fall back to the law of the jungle. We need to be resolute in championing the international rule of law and steadfast in our resolve to safeguard the international system centered around the UN and the international order based on international law. We need to deliver on the Paris Agreement on climate change and promote green development. We need to give continued priority to development, implement the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and make sure that all countries, especially developing ones, sharing the fruits of global development.